In late October, Albany's Madison Theater hosted a film festival entitled, quote, The Zombies Are Coming to Return of the Festival, end quote. WOOC correspondent Erin Pettinati sat down with one of the organizers, SUNY Albany professor Ray Molstock, to ask her about the festival and to get her views on the cultural significance of the zombie craze in contemporary media.
Hi, I'm Erin Pettinati. If, like me, you're already tired of the premature Christmas carols that are currently piping through the retail consumerscapes of our first holiday season under President Trump, then you might find the interview you're about to hear refreshing. For today, I am talking to Dr. Ray Molstock about topics less suited to our pending solstice celebrations than they are to Halloween, a holiday whose general vibe feels rather relevant to the ongoing nightmare before Christmas that is early December of 2017. Dr. Molstock is a professor in the Writing and Critical Inquiry Program at SUNY Albany. Her research focuses on film, television, and experimental literature. Along with these topics, she also researches, teaches, and organizes local film festivals about a category of supernatural creature that seems to have become the it monster of early 21st century popular culture. I am, of course, referring to zombies, those cadaverous, carnivorous, apocalyptic shufflers whose rotting forms seem to have taken over our cinemas, TVs, and streaming services in a culturally telling way. Professor Molstock, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk to me today. I'm really looking forward to interviewing you about zombies.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to talking about them.
So to start out, I want to ask your opinion about why zombie narratives are so popular right now. I've read the recent profile of you and your work in thealt.com, and I know that you feel like zombies kind of have a bad rap in American culture and that our image of them doesn't fully line up with the richness of zombies as a whole. But let's put that on hold for a minute and focus a little bit more on the American zombie. Why are the particular versions of zombies that are so popular in films, popular culture right now, so popular in the first place?
Well, there are many types of zombie narratives that have been circulating in various forms of popular culture since the early 20th century, and each offers a unique and timely reflection of the historical, political, religious, and cultural versatility of the zombie figure. But we've seen especially a massive increase in the zombie apocalypse narrative tale type since the 9/11 attacks. A number of critics speak to the zombie in this context as reflecting a particular ambient fear facing our society. The anxiety, in particular, of not having a singular and particular face on which to focus our fears. We're surrounded by this anxiety. We're wrapped in it. And this particular version of the zombie, the faceless, nameless horde through which all individuality is lost, offers us a way to express and explore these anxieties through speculative fictions. Whether we're talking about the return of slavery and tenuous race relations in terms of the Haitian zombie tropes, of which Jordan Peele, I think, ingeniously adapts in his film Get Out, or the far more popular faceless, nameless, unstoppable, and endless horde in AMC's The Walking Dead, which features an unnamed contagion rooted somewhere as of yet unspecified deep within the human condition, the zombie figure speaks to our unquenchable and very persistent current fears and anxieties. Yet on the other hand, these popular zombie apocalypse narratives give us an unyielding glimmer of hope. Through these fictions, we're offered a fantasy of unity, of people from the very same walks of life that divide us in reality coming together in an almost utopian post-apocalyptic effort to survive. In the zombie apocalypse, race doesn't matter, the size of our paychecks doesn't matter, the ways in which we worship, our genders, whom we love, the nuances of our accents, these things don't matter. In this particular post-apocalyptic world, we see the redemption of the human race in ways that I think we sorely need right now, when turning on the news every morning is a lesson in divisive rhetoric and newfangled forms of hate born of fear. And I think mostly that the popularity of these narratives speak to the tension of these two things, destruction and redemption. I think we see so many of these narratives because we need them in order to understand ourselves. In their status as the Walking Dead, apocalypse zombies can reveal an awful lot to us about what it means to be alive.
Okay, so there's a set of floating anxieties that are pervading culture right now, and zombies give them a face while also helping to keep them faceless, so they're useful in that regard. And another component that I've heard in studies of zombie narratives is the idea of hyperconsumption, like the sense that we've become such consumers that we might start consuming ourselves. Is that something that you also see as a component of zombie narratives?
Well, the zombie is a paradox. It's something that's both dead and alive. It's real and it's fictional. It consumes and it is consumed. So it has this unyielding hunger, unquenchable hunger. No matter how much flesh it consumes, it's never satisfied. A lot of people refer to the zombie as a cannibal, but zombies never eat each other. They eat us. Some people would talk of it as trying to recapture something lost. Mm. So sort of like the tradition of consuming your enemies in order to gain their powers, the zombie has lost its humanity, and only through the consumption of humanity can it regain it. George Romero plays with this in Dawn of the Dead, set in a shopping mall, so the metaphor of consumption at its sort of explosive end.
Okay, so that's the American zombie as depicted in TV and film. Can you tell us what you think is wrong with this version of the zombie? In what ways is there more to zombies than the American version of zombies suggests?
I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with them, but anytime we see this level of cultural saturation, we tend to forget to think critically about the subject. And for most people, this particular version of the zombie is the only one that exists. Many people immediately dismiss the zombie as having no real value beyond cool special effects in movies, TV, and video games. But the more we investigate into the figure, the deeper and richer it becomes. Sarah Lauro and Karen Embry make an argument in the Zombie Manifesto that all zombies are a result of the tropes associated with the Haitian zombie, and I'm inclined to agree, at least in part. If we were to read William Seabrook, Zora Neale Hurston, and Wade Davis, each of whom visits Haiti to explore that version, which is a combination of history, politics, science, religion, and magic, we can see how the seeds of the cinematic zombie that George Romero created in the 1960s grew, changed, and combined to give us something relevant to our culture and our time. The Haitian zombie grew out of slavery and the traditions brought over from Africa, the voodoo religion, and the animal and botanical resources of the land. It involves a specifically selected individual who is poisoned to give the appearance of death, buried alive, dug up days later, beaten, and enslaved. There would have been a fair amount of brain damage involved. When we know a little something about this phenomenon, we can see how George Romero, knowingly or not, combined those tropes with the real-life zombie insects infected by a host of body-snatching parasites and fungi, the Arabian folkloric ghoul who does consume humans, the European revenant who's returned from the dead, and a few elements we had never seen in context prior to Night of the Living Dead. And suddenly, that violent video game becomes a saga of humanity, that comic book has an existential study, that film a reworking of slavery, consumerism, equality. The more we learn, the deeper and richer these tropes actually become.
So can you tell us about the ways you've used the motifs associated with zombies in higher education? In what ways does your course on zombies address issues that go beyond zombies?
In my zombie courses, we actually do much more than just study zombies. Zombies present the occasion for our inquiry, but the focus is on critical thinking. Through the figure of the zombie, we examine the plant and animal world, international folklore, fiction and literary criticism, film, cultural studies, history, philosophy, comparative religion, narrative theory, multimodality, field research, internet research, library research, and our own experiences. So, for example, we read Volume 1 of The Walking Dead and then watch the first 20 minutes of the pilot episode. Through these two texts, we talk about existentialism, adaptation, modalities of communication, visual rhetoric, and we explore possible hypotheses to answer the question of how the Haitian zombie, parasites, and fungi, which we had studied previously in the semester, become the cinematic zombie that we know and, if Netflix is any indication, that we love. Just today, we finished a month-long survival game in which students had to group themselves into research teams around six of the most important elements of our survival in any context that they noticed in the fictions, folklore, and film that we had read throughout the semester. In these teams, they had to use field research to survive a week of hypothetical zombie apocalypse on campus, internet research to survive a week on the road, and library research to survive a week in a new settlement. I complicated their research with a number of obstacles that they had to draw from a paper bag, a 20-sided die, a 6-sided die, and a coin that we had to flip in order to create certain narrative situations that they needed to collaboratively think their way out of. Because they're such a versatile figure, because they reflect the preoccupations of a given culture at a given time, and because they're so ubiquitous in our culture, zombies facilitate all of these modes of inquiry, and especially where they cross and combine with each other. Hopefully, it's a model of inquiry and investigation that students can take with them to all of their other classes and to whatever career they'll have after they leave us, which is one of our major goals in the Writing and Critical Inquiry Department, that we can impart on our students a spirit of inquiry and discovery, and that we can help them build build skills towards expressing their ideas in all forms of writing and communication.
So it sounds like, in a way, the things you were saying about the utopian dimensions of zombies, the way that it can actually create community, is something that you're trying to explore by getting students to work with the motif of the zombie in the classroom.
In these classes, we have two mantras. One comes from Wade Davis's The Serpent in the Rainbow, that zombies are a doorway to other knowledge. And the other is something that I repeat over and over again, that community is survival.
So can you tell us about the film festival that you organized last October at Albany's Madison Theater, which went by the name of Zombies Are Coming To, Return of the Festival? From the name, it sounds like this was the second festival of this kind to be held in the area, and the overall theme was zombies.
So this is the second festival, and we hope to build our little zombie film festival into a sustainable annual public humanities event that the university and the Albany communities can look forward to every year, with revolving themes and different guest lectures. And I believe very strongly in the benefits of public humanities. For four semesters while I was doing my doctoral work in Buffalo, I was the teaching assistant for the Buffalo Film Seminars, a public humanities course that's been offered through the university since 1999, taught by two SUNY distinguished professors, Bruce Jackson and Diane Christian, taken by 50 students but attended as well by up to 250 members of the Buffalo community. It was a beautiful experience, and I got to see firsthand how getting students off campus to converse with members of the wider community results in collaborative learning that achieves deeper and more varied understanding, and that builds and bridges communities. When I left Buffalo for my job at SUNY Albany, I wanted to take these ideas with me, and the film festival provided a great opportunity. In addition to learning from and with a diverse population of the Albany community, we see the film festival as an opportunity to celebrate local talent, so we involved it in as many places as possible throughout the weekend. We had students from the Living and Learning community and the freshman seminar, The World of Zombies, create and execute a number of public engagement events that promoted the festival and the week leading up to it. One student photographed the event, and another is in the process of creating a video for our website, each of them using their unique talents and interests in these new contexts. Films were introduced by local scholars, students, and professors, all of whom participated in this post-screening discussions, which were led by our international keynote speaker. A local artist created our posters. We had a live taping of a local podcast. We premiered the debut feature film by a local filmmaker. And at Friday night's community Halloween party, we featured a local band, ran a food drive to benefit a local food bank, and had free zombie makeup applied by a local film studio.
Wow, that's a lot of zombie activity. And it kind of anticipates my last question, which is, if you can tell us anything about the zombie fan community here in the Capital Region, how active is it, and what other types of events does it organize aside from film festivals?
Well, I've only been here for about 2 years. I still feel like the new kid most of the time. Other than the film festival and the people who have come out to support and participate in it, I actually have no idea what's going on in the city. So I really rely on other people to let me know what I should be checking out. So if you know of anything going on in the city, zombie or otherwise, please let me know. I'm likely to attend.
I definitely will. One thing I do know about is zombie marathons, where people get dressed up like zombies and run together. They actually like chase people who are not dressed up as zombies as they're doing that. Anyway, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me. And it's a pleasure to talk with you and to have such an interesting conversation about the undead.
Thank you, Aaron. It was nice meeting you, too.
That was Aaron Pettinati talking with Ray Molstock about the Zombies Are Coming Film Festival in Albany.